That means you could get the best Christmas present of all. A new car at the best price of the year. New Fords, Mercurys, Chryslers, Plymouths, Dodge or Chrysler imports from Mitsubishi. No dealer anywhere buys these new cars for less or sells them for less. And that's a Pierce promise. When you come out to see us, you won't find entertainment, door prizes, or wild promises. No high overhead, no high pressure. Just low prices and fair trades. Don't let the clock run out on you. Come see us at Pierce Motors, just off I-64 on Highway 53 in Shelbyville. And whatever your plans, be careful out there. Have a happy and safe holiday season.
Pierce Motor Company, Shelbyville. Transportation headquarters since 1930.
Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow later on this evening. There could also be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the mid-20s tonight. For Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. The high will be near 34. Christmas night, clear and cold, with a low near 26. Currently in Louisville, officially at Stanford Field, we have drizzle, 51 degrees. Downtown, we also have drizzle and 51 at 84 WHAS. Welcome to a special edition of Kentucky Get a Flashback. It's a Kentucky and a Christmas with Leonard Yates. Some of the biggest Christmas hits of all time between now and 9 o'clock. We're not actually having a countdown tonight, except in the second hour of the flashback. Tonight between 7 and 8, I'll play back Louisville's top five Christmas hits, just the way they were December 1964. As promised, lots of novelty hits tonight. We've got novelty hits this hour lined up from Bobby Boris Pickett, from the Royal Guardsman Cheech and Chong, the Singing Dogs. We've got lots of fun and merriment on a Christmas Eve for you right here at 84 WHAS. Well, the Beach Boys' number one Christmas hit from 63. This, the number one Christmas hit of all time from 1942, originally Bing Crosby. White Christmas, number one Christmas record of all time. That's what we're about tonight, as we wish you a Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. This is a Kentucky and a Christmas with the biggest Christmas hits of all time. You know, I have $84 to give one of you this hour between now and 7 o'clock. We're going to do that with a trivia question tonight. Now, Bing Crosby's White Christmas, the number one Christmas single of all time. Now, according to Billboard magazine, I'm also going to give you some information a little bit on the number two and number three biggest Christmas records of all time. Then when I get ready to give the $84 away later this hour, I'm going to ask for that information back, the number one, number two, and number three all-time Christmas hits. As we go back to 1961, the original version of a Christmas song, well, you hear this a bit now by the Eagles, but the original version came out in 1961, made it to the pop chart that year. Made it to the Christmas top 10 many years in the 1960s. The original version, Please Come Home for Christmas. Charles Brown, 84 WHAS.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Again.
Charles Brown, Christmas 1961. You're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback, a Kentucky and a Christmas. Promised you tonight we'd run down some of the artists who appeared at the Toys for Tots shows in Louisville during the 1960s and early 1970s. Let's look at 1966's lineup. This raised toys for needy children in the Louisville area in the 1960s. Brenda Lee appeared at the Toys for Tots 1966 show. Billy Joe Royal, Sandy Posey, Ronnie and the Daytonas, the Two of Clubs, and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, along with some local bands that year. What a powerful lineup for Toys for Tots 1966. It's 16 past 6. You're listening to the Big 84 WHAS. I also promised you some Christmas novelties, like this top 30 hit from 1962.
Happy Holidays! J.S.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Bobby Boris Big at the Crypt Kickers following up Monsters Mash with the Monsters Holiday in 1962, playing back some big Christmas records for you. Some you may not have heard in about 20 years or so like that one, but that was a big record back for Christmas, 1962. Just like this was a big Christmas record back in 1971.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
John and Yoko from Christmas 1971. Happy Christmas. You're with Leonard, special edition Kentuckiana Flashback. Tonight's Kentuckiana Christmas. I've got lots of great Christmas hits coming up between now and 9 o'clock, and we kind of put it on automatic pilot, play Christmas music straight through all night until I think noon tomorrow on 84 WHAS. We're going to update the forecast for you in just a second. Very Christmassy forecast tonight, to say the least. Then we're going to turn time back to Christmas 1959 for a Brook Benton Christmas classic. First, that forecast from Chuck Taylor. Tonight, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain mixed in. Temperatures will drop to the mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible in the Louisville area tonight. Then tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. The high will be near 34. Tomorrow night, again, clear and cold with low temperatures near 26. And for Wednesday, fair, milder temperatures with a high near 45. Currently, officially in Louisville at Stanford Field, we have 51 degrees with drizzle. Downtown, it's 48 at 84 WHAS.
Cash in on your credit. It's good at Hatfield Jewelers.
Get the diamond you thought you never could afford.
Show your loved one how much you love her. Let her know that she's adored.
Cash in on your credit with your choice of a $250 quarter carat diamond solitaire or a $250 Seiko watch for $5 down and $5 a week with no finance charge. Or your choice of a $500 Longines watch or a $500 half carat diamond solitaire for $10 down and $10 per week with no finance charge. And remember, all gold wedding bands are 60% off the cash price. Register now for a $1,500 one carat diamond ring. Drawing held December 24th. No purchase necessary.
Cash in on your credit at Hatfield.
Hatfield Jewelers, our only Louisville location, Hyatt Regency, corner of 4th and Jefferson.
Menu, ladies?
Yes, thank you. I'm famished. I could eat everything on this menu.
I think I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
Well, my secret is in my purse. AIDS candy. It's delicious.
Candy? How can candy help you eat less?
Well, AIDS is more than just delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
Oh?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and AIDS has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and I lose weight deliciously.
Does AIDS candy have a stimulant?
Oh, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps curb your appetite so you can eat less.
They do look delicious.
The AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Here, taste.
They are delicious. And I'll be less hungry with AIDS.
You'll see.
Sorry to take so long, ladies. Your order?
I'll have a salad.
Two salads, please. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at supermarkets and drugstores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Listen to 84 WHAS, and you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Super Van. The prize everyone wants to win, and you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems, perhaps even the fabulous Supervan. It is the year of 84, WHAS.
Christmas always comes this time of the year.
When Christmas is near.
Brooke Benton's big Christmas hit from 1959. This time of the year, as you're listening to a special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback with Leonard Yates, a Kentuckiana Christmas, I've got some of the biggest hits of Christmas all time for you between now and 9 p.m. tonight on Christmas Eve. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from WHAS. I promised you also this hour I would make one of you have even a merrier Christmas than you had anticipated. That is, I've got a chance to register someone for the Supervan before 7 o'clock. Chance to win that, plus I've got $84. Now, the trick is you have to give back the top three Christmas songs of all times. I've already given you number one, White Christmas by Bing Crosby. The number two Christmas song of all time is next. From 84, WHAS.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history.
Happy Holidays, 84 WHAS.
Silent night, holy night, be
Barbra Streisand, number one version of Silent Night. That was released for Christmas 1966. Went to number one on Billboard's special Christmas chart that year. Before that, you heard Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That was originally released 1949. Went to number one and the second biggest Christmas record of all times. And remember, that's important information because just a few minutes, I'm going to give someone a chance, starting with the 14th caller, to tell me what were the three biggest Christmas hits of all times. Now, I've already played number one, White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Number two was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Gene Autry. And the third biggest, well, we're not going to get that one this hour. It'll come up in the second hour of our special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback. That's The Little Drummer Boy by the Harry Simeon Corral. We're talking about from the mid-50s on as far as those top three Christmas hits of all times. So keep those three titles in mind, White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and The Little Drummer Boy. Know those three titles, not now. In a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to get signed up to win the Super Van, and you'll get a check from us in a couple of weeks for $84 to make your Christmas just a little more merry. Now, we had a number one Christmas single from 1966 with Barbra Streisand. This is a number one Christmas single from 1967 for the Royal Guardsmen. Snoopy's Christmas on 84 WHAS. Christmas bells and Snoopy's Christmas with the Royal Guardsmen from 67. As you're with Leonard Yates, a special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback for your Christmas Eve entertainment. We're playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all times. That and number one Christmas hit out of 1967. Also running down some of the artists who were in town for the Toys for Tots shows in the 1960s. Let's turn our attention to 1967. Boy, what a lineup in town that year. You know, one time they had to break this concert up into two sections because there was so much overcrowding at Freedom Hall. The fire marshal required the Marine Corps to break the concert up. I think it was a year or two after this, but listen to the talent lineup for the Toys for Tots shows 1967. Buckinghams were in town, Bobby Goldsboro, The American Breed, Parliaments, Lemon Pipers, The Oxfords from in town, The Premiers, and John Fred in the Playboy Band. In addition to the group you just heard, the Royal Guardsmen, Bobby Wood, the Robs, We the People, Louisville Soul Incorporated, and Embers. What a lineup for Toys for Tots, 1967. Remember, in just a few minutes, I'm going to give one of you a chance to win the $84 today from WHAS, as we've done every day in the year of 84. Now, Catherine Hastings won yesterday's $84 with me on Kentuckiana Flashback. And I've got the money again today. That's almost unheard of, 2 days in a row. And the trick tonight is, in just a few minutes at 571-8484, area code 502, I'm going to ask you to name back those top three Christmas songs. Just the titles will do that I gave you of all time just a few minutes ago. Not yet. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to a 1965 album cut. This made the top 10 Christmas albums for 4 years in a row. The group, known as an album group, The Ventures, fantastic Christmas album. But listen to how they started the cut. Every cut on this album has a false intro. They took one of the big hits of the time, and they did a little intro like that. Then they went into the Christmas cut. They used their own big hit to intro Sleigh Ride. The Ventures, Christmas 1965, their version of Sleigh Ride from their top 10 Christmas album. Here with Leonard's special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback on a Kentuckiana Christmas. We're going back to Christmas 1971. Next, one of the great novelty hits, made it number 3 on the Christmas chart that year. Got played for a number of years. I'm talking about Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus and His Old Lady. A little bit of a variation on the "Twas a Night Before Christmas" tale. I'll tell you what, let's make somebody's Christmas merry. I'll start with the 14th caller, area code 502-571-8484. If you can tell me those top three Christmas songs for the past 30 years or so in order, starting number one, number two, number three, I'll start with the 14th caller. I've got $84. I've got you signed up to win the Super Van.
Neither rain nor snow nor the cold winds of winter can keep Skywatch 84 out of the air to give you the edge over winter traffic problems. Only a helicopter can hover over possible tie-ups and get down for a close-up look at traffic patterns and problems. And only 84 WHAS gives you helicopter traffic reports. Mornings with Wayne Perkey, afternoons with Bill Cody. Getting you through when the going is tough. Helicopter traffic reports only on 84 WHAS.
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bone in his, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
I'm hit, man. That cat didn't know any coons, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with...
9 minutes to 784 WHAS. Kentucky had a Christmas saying a special Merry Christmas to Sharon Kelty of Louisville. She signed up to win the Super Van. She's also $84 richer today. She knew that the number one Christmas song of all time was White Christmas, 2, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and 3, The Little Drummer Boy, but... Hey, we've got more prizes coming up in the second 2 hours of Kentucky and a Flashback. Not $84, but some nice prizes and lots more great Christmas hits from your friends right here at WHAS.
Happy holidays, 84
Orbison's Pretty Paper, released for Christmas 1963. A Willie Nelson song, the original hit for Roy Orbison. We've got more great Christmas classics coming up. One from the Smothers Brothers, Christmas 1965, right after Chuck Taylor's forecast, which is calling for cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow this evening. could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Now, some light snow accumulation is possible later tonight. For tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, the high near 34. Tomorrow night, clear and cold, a low near 26. For Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Still some drizzle in the area, officially 51 at Standiford Field. Downtown, it's 48 at 84 WHAS.
If your Christmas holidays include holiday travel, make Budget your holiday rent-a-car company. Super discount one-day rates are available throughout the holidays. Or choose one of Budget's special extended rental plans, whereby the longer you rent, the more you save. Budget's special Christmas rates are available beginning Thursday, December 20th and ending January 7th. Budget fleets almost any car you'd want. Everything from economy models to Lincolns, Cadillacs, and station wagons. Free mileage with every rental. Good looks, room, and dependability. That's a Budget Christmas car. Happy holidays from Budget. And remember, special Christmas rates begin December 20th.
Anheuser-Busch, here's L.A. Great taste and half the alcohol of our regular beer.
You shaped this world, changed it, made it better, rearranged it. In the way you think and what you drink and everything you do.
The label on this new L.A. beer says it's got all the taste and drinkability of a fine Pilsner. But you gotta ask, with only half the alcohol of our regular beers, does it deliver? I'll say, L.A.
For the way you
hit L.A. From Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Monday we stop on TV, a toy to buy for Christmas. Boom, boom, a little bitty H-bomb. Boom, boom, a pet rag toy. A wick, a wick, a little winny wick for $50 Masters. Use up machines and boy with a toy for war.
The Smothers Brothers, Christmas 1965. Oh, this is a special edition of a Kentucky Ad, a Christmas Leonard Yates. We're going to go up to ABC News, top of the hour, with the Singing Dogs, just a bit of it from 1971. Ray Stevens is up on the other side of the news. WHAS Radio Louisville.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. The sounds of Christmas 1984. Pope John Paul II saying midnight mass at the Vatican.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
And thousands of pilgrims jam the birthplace of Christ, Bethlehem, for services. Peter Allen Frost reports.
In the ancient Basilica of St. Catherine's Church, Bethlehem, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem conducted Christmas Mass. The church was packed as the Monsignor Beltriti broke the communion wafers and made the blessings. Those who could not get inside the church followed the Mass on a large television screen outside. Security outside was tight, and inside, plainclothes Israeli security men flanked the table where the mass was celebrated. Peter Allen Frost, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres made an unprecedented Christmas Eve visit to Bethlehem, making a personal appeal to Jews and Arabs to live in peace in the region. More after this.
My son started buying Topol. He was telling me how good it was, so I said, well, let me try it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put it this way. I never smiled with my lips open. I was always conscious because they were so yellow.
Yeah.
My daughter always used to say, oh, your teeth are so yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first started using Topol, I used to go and look at my teeth in the mirror all the time because they were looking so great.
Uh-huh.
I liked it very much, and it left my mouth feeling good, too.
Okay, that's pretty much a typical story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it certainly is a nice feeling to know I don't have to be embarrassed about being in front of somebody. I don't have to put my hand up in front of my mouth. Now, I like to smile all the time, and sometimes my jaw just kills me from smiling.
Stop being embarrassed by ugly yellow tobacco stains on your teeth. Try Topol. And if you don't see your teeth get brighter, just return the unused portion plus proof of purchase to Jeffrey Martin, Inc. for a full refund. The address is on the box. Topol, America's number one smoker's tooth polish.
Christmas 1984 seems to be one marking a return to more traditional feelings. Not all, but most of these last-minute shoppers express that feeling in Chicago today.
Good health and peace for everybody.
Peace all over the world and stop the terrorism.
Peace on earth. That's all I wish, peace on earth.
Big Lotto. What would I do with it? I'd buy a couple of houses.
In Philadelphia, this child's wish poses a big order for Santa.
The best thing I want for Christmas is that my mom will get well, because she's very sick. That's the best thing I would want for Christmas.
Marianne Massey has a Christmas tradition. Each year, she places a Christmas tree on the grave of Bing Crosby near Culver City, California. Crosby, who died in 1977, sang the holiday classics White Christmas and Silent Night. Marianne Massey says she began taking care of Crosby's grave when she saw no one else was. A federal arbitration panel says postal workers will get a roughly $640 a year pay hike, 2.7% in each of the next 3 years, plus cost of living increases. Newly hired postal workers will get lower starting salaries, though, beginning in mid-January. Doctors at Humana Heart Institute in Louisville, Kentucky, are now looking for another candidate for the artificial heart. Doctors say they think William Schrader is doing well enough now that the hospital could accommodate a second artificial heart recipient. No word yet on just how soon the new implant might take place. A sharpshooter aboard a helicopter fired a shot, halting the giant fan that's been pumping air into the Emery coal mine in central Utah today. Company officials say that mine and possibly the bodies of 27 miners is to be sealed up, perhaps for good. Veteran actor Peter Lawford died in a Los Angeles hospital today. He was 61. On Wall Street, Phillips Petroleum stock fell sharply in heavy trading following word the company will not be taken over by Mesa Petroleum and T. Boone Pickens. Reuters reports General Motors will boost 1985 car prices by another 2% in early January. The company won't confirm it. The Dow Jones closed for the holiday up over 11 points. This is ABC News.
Christmas shopping. Red Wing work shoes and outdoor boots make a especially thoughtful gift. They are gifts that renew your appreciation each and every time they're worn. And Red Wings are as easy to give as they are to appreciate. Stop in at your Red Wing work shoe store and pick up an attractive gift certificate that leads the way to perfect fit and selection. Or gift wrap the shoes. They'll gladly exchange them if a different size is needed. However you do it, Red Wings are a gift of comfortable feet all day, every day, for a long time to come. Choose from a complete line. Oxfords, Chukkas, work boots, Pecos pull-ons, lightweight wingers, safety boots, even Western work boots with a look of best-dressed Westerns. Give the pride and comfort that comes with wearing Red Wings. They are ready to make it easy at the Red Wing Work Shoe Stores with three convenient locations. 4008 Dixie Highway in Shively, 7208 Preston Highway in Oklahoma, and 1408 Eastern Boulevard in Clarksville.
Here's Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast. Cloudy, turning colder this evening with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain later this evening. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. Then for Christmas night, clear and cold with a low near 26. For Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Officially, it's cloudy, 50 degrees at Stanford Field. Downtown, it's 47 at 84 WHAS.
Now you children better watch your P's and Q's. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hello again and a Merry Christmas to you. You're with Leonard, our special Christmas Eve edition of Kentucky and a Flashback, playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all times. Ray Stevens, Santa Claus is Watching You. That was from Christmas 1962, made the National Hot 100. And, of course, that was a follow-up to Ray's big 62 hit, Ahab the Arab. Now, in this hour, in addition to two chances to sign you up to win the Super Van, some nice little unit prizes to go along with that later this hour. We've got great Christmas music coming up from the Jackson 5, Alan Sherman, Barry Gordon, Spike Jones, the top five Christmas songs from Louisville, 1964. We'll have some fun with that this hour. As we go back to Christmas, 1970.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you.
Carpenter's Christmas Classic 1970. That made it to number one on Billboard's Special Christmas Survey. The song we're going to hear in just a second also made it to number one on Billboard's Special Christmas Survey in 1970. First, I want to congratulate Sharon Kelty, our winner of $84 last hour. Remember, more chances to sign up to register to win the Supervan coming this hour. Some nice unit prizes, some great games for Christmas to give you. The next couple of hours, we'll have some more trivia coming up to do that. It's 7:12. That other number one Christmas single from 1970 from the Jackson 5. Santa Claus is coming to town. In fact, he may be on his way across the Atlantic right now toward Kentucky. Anna, Jackson 5, 1970 version. It's been done a number of times. Bruce Springsteen recently, the Four Seasons in the 60s. That from 1970. Let's run down the Toys for Tots lineup in Louisville for 1970. Lots of great artists appearing in Louisville to help raise toys for needy children in that year. Andy Kim was in town. Another fantastic lineup. Paul Revere and the Raiders. Mark Lindsay, of course, on lead with them, and I think doing some solo numbers in 1970. Arthur Conley, Ron Dante was lead singer of the Archies, the Gentrys. Oh, from local scene, Wayne Young and Common Ground, the Fanatics, Sage, the Brothers Pride, also the Damnation of Adam Blessing appeared at the 1970 Toys for Tots show. Lots more Christmas music and fun, the biggest Christmas hits of all time. Louisville's top five Christmas hits from 1964 coming up in just a few minutes. As we turn our attention to Christmas 1963, great comedian, the late Alan Sherman, did a parody on the 12 Days of Christmas. Made it to Billboard's top five Christmas hits for 1963. That's next.
Happy holidays.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a Japanese transistor radio.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
7:19, 84 WHAS with Alan Sherman, the 12 Gifts of Christmas. You're with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. Going back to 1955 for our next Christmas hit, no less than five versions of this made the Billboard Hot 100 charts. This was the biggest version. First, I want to tell you, though, the forecast is coming up. Temperature is falling rapidly now. It's down to 43 degrees, but we don't show much precipitation out to the west of us. We'll keep an eye on it for you as we go back and listen to Barry Gordon. Gee, I hope this doesn't happen to any of you out there. 84 WHAS. Well, I hope that's not describing your Christmas. Nuttin' for Christmas, the Barry Gordon version from 1955, 22 past 7. You're with Leonard. Special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback and Kentuckiana Christmas. We're going back 1 year further than that to 1954, top 10. I'm not talking about the special Christmas chart, the regular top hits. A top four Christmas hit from Eartha Kitt. First, I want to update you on the forecast, which is calling for cloudy, turning colder this evening, rain changing over to some light snow. There could also be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Now for tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. And tomorrow night, clear and cold, a low near 26. Wednesday, things look a bit better, fair and milder, with a high near 45. Now, I want to update you on what's happening. Most of the heavier rain is now to the east of Louisville. However, back to our west, we've been watching this situation closely as the cold front moves in. The temperature has dropped downtown 4 degrees in the past 20 minutes, down to 43 degrees downtown. Now, at the top of the hour, we're still showing officially cloudy skies, 50 degrees at Stanford Field. However, to our west, Evansville is reporting light snow and freezing rain with 29 degrees. Now, that light snow is too light for radar to detect, so you might want to watch out. Now, especially to the west of Louisville, it could get a little tricky driving out there, and we want to keep your Christmas Eve merry and bright. Again, officially 50, but I think we'll call it 43 degrees downtown at 84 WHAS.
Gee, boss, I just love the holiday season. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Shut up, Bugsy. I'm trying to pick this lock.
Sorry, boss. It's just that I love all the fun. The presents.
Oh, I love presents too, Bugsy. Other people's presents.
I wonder why people don't protect all the good stuff they get, like with...
Atlas.
Who said that?
Who said what, boss?
Oh, nothing.
Anyway, I heard this commercial on the radio about how you can buy a Yale double-cylinder deadbolt and get the second lock at half price.
Deals like that could put us out of business.
You got to admit it, boss. It's a great gift, a gift of security. If you know somebody who needs to protect their stuff, just give them a gift certificate for installation of a Yale High Security deadbolt.
Don't tell me you can get a gift certificate, too, at you know
sure,
where.
Boss. You can get them at
Atlas.
I told you not to tell me.
Get security and peace of mind. Buy a Yale double-cylinder deadbolt. Get the second lock at half price. Trust Yale locks from Atlas. Why not do it now? Call 968-5445. 968-5445.
Atlas.
Jim Mitchell. Jackie Hayes. Gary Rodemeyer. Chuck Taylor. Dave Conrad. Melissa Forsyth. Michelle Holden. Fred Wishy. Ken Schultz. Paul Rogers. Gary Montgomery. At Action 11 News, our people make the difference, and the difference is important.
Listen to 84 WHAS, and you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Super Van, the prize everyone wants to win. And you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems, perhaps even the fabulous Super Van. It is the year of 84. WHAS.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Eartha Kitt's hoping for a big Christmas. 1954, 29 past 7 at 84 WHAS. Santa Baby, top five Christmas hit that year. We've got lots more great Christmas songs coming up on our special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. And we've got Louisville's top five Christmas songs from 1964 in just a few minutes. I would like to get somebody registered to win the Super Van. I'd also like to give you a Parker Brothers People Weekly Trivia Game. And this is from Kmart, and this is a very nice trivia game. But I need to know some information. Starting with the seventh caller, I want to know the artist who did a Christmas song I played called The 12 Gifts of Christmas. Starting with the seventh caller, if you can give me the name of that artist, I've got the Parker Brothers Trivia Game for you. I've also got you registered for the Super Van right here on the only station you need to get everything you want, including this Christmas request from 84 WHAS.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house don't a thing pass, not even a mouse. Merry Christmas to all, till I saw you some more.
Brother Bill Cody, and of course, the Cajun Night Before Christmas by request from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. This is a Kentucky and a Christmas, playing back the biggest Christmas hits of all time. I've got one going back. It was a number one national pop hit back in 1948. It charted several more times during Christmas seasons past. And then in just a few minutes, I've got a chance to register somebody else to win. We've got several prizes here coming up, and it'll get you registered for the Super Van. I've got a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger, but first I want to congratulate Eugene Turner of Clarksville. He picked up the Parker Brothers People Weekly Trivia Game from Kmart. That's a very nice trivia game. And Eugene's registered to win the Super Van now, $25,000. One more chance to register someone this hour as we turn it back to Christmas, 1948. Yeah, I was about 1 or 2 years old, I must admit, Christmas 1948. This went to number one. I wasn't even looking for one tooth, I don't think. Here's Spike Jones and the City Slickers.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house.
All I want for Christmas is my comfort tea, so I can wish you Merry Christmas. Christmas, Christmas, oh, for goodness sakes.
Number one, Christmas at 1948. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Spike Jones, the City Slickers. Here with Leonard Yates, our special Christmas edition of Kentucky and a Flashback from 84 WHAS right here in Louisville, Kentucky. 22 before 8, Christmas Eve, going strong out there. We want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. We're ready for one of our features tonight on the show, and that being the top five Christmas songs, just the way they were in Louisville, based on the old top 40 charts locally, Christmas 1964. And I'd listen closely because I do want to register somebody else a little bit later this hour to win the Super Van. Get you registered for that. And I do have a nice unit prize, a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger Dinner for someone a little bit later this hour. And some of this information about the top five Christmas hits in Louisville from 1964 just might come in handy in a bit. Number five song was from the Beach Boys. Their Christmas album was released that year. Now, Little Saint Nick, I played earlier, was released as a single in 63. The album was released in 1964, and they released the second single, The Man with All the Toys. That's up next on The Flashback.
84 WHAS is constantly keeping you up on the time and latest temperature. But if you want it instantly, we'll help you do that too. Just dial the 84 WHAS time and temp line, 585-5961. That's 585-5961 for the current time and temperature. Constantly or instantly, take your pick. It's a service of 84 WHAS.
Beach Boys, the number five Christmas song in Louisville, 1964. You're with Leonard on Kentucky and a Flashback special edition on Christmas Eve. I tell you, 19 before 8, the number four song was originally done in the late 40s, early 50s by Bing Crosby and Carol Richards. But the big version in 1964 was by none other than Al Martino. Remember, he had a lot of hits in the mid to late 1960s. The 64 version of Silver Bells, number four, from 84 WHAS.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks.
Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Harry Simeon Corral, the number three Christmas hit in Louisville back for Christmas 1964. That's what we're doing right now, playing back Louisville's top five Christmas hits for that year. Exactly 20 Christmases ago on a special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. Let's review the acts that were in town for the 1964 edition of the Toys for Tots show. Not quite as extensive a lineup in 1964 as we had in some of the later shows I've given you. Dickie Lee was in town that year. Dale Ward, Louisville's own Monarchs, were hot that year after their national hit, Look Homeward Angel. Archie Campbell and Hank Cochran, a couple of country acts in for the Toys for Tots 1964 edition. Say, I'd like to register someone to win the Super Van, $25,000 worth, and give you a coupon by mail for a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger Dinner. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'll start with the fifth caller. If you can tell me the number four Christmas hit in Louisville in 1964, I just played that one before the little drummer boy, starting with the fifth caller, I want to know the title of the number four Christmas hit in Louisville from 1964. Right now, we're going right ahead to the number two Christmas hit in Louisville. It had been around since 1957 when it had made it into the top 10 in the National Hot 100. Also made it to number one 1 year on the special Billboard Christmas Top 10. We're talking about none other than Bobby Helms. Little Jingle Bell Rock from 84 WHAS. Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock, number two Christmas hit in Louisville 20 years ago today. As you're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback on a Christmas Eve. wishing you the merriest of Christmases at 10 before 8. We've got that number one Christmas hit 20 years ago coming up, plus the forecast. Plus, I want to congratulate Lewis, I believe it's Schmuckel of Louisville, and he has just been registered for the Super Van. He's got a coupon coming out for a W.W. Cousins Perfect Burger Dinner. We want to congratulate Lewis tonight. Let's take a look at that forecast. And by the way, there are more chances coming up to register in the 8 to 9 hour. And then from 9 on tonight until 6 tomorrow morning, we have continuous, nonstop Christmas music coming your way just to brighten your holiday a bit. That forecast may be a bit touchy this evening. Tonight, cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There also could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to a low in the mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible, according to Chuck Taylor, this evening. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, the high near 34. For Christmas evening and night, clear and cold with a low near 26. Wednesday looks better, fair, and milder with a high near 45. Officially at Sanford Field at 7 p.m., we had 50 degrees, cloudy skies. I think we can just cancel that out. The latest temperature downtown at 84 WHAS was 41. Some light freezing rain and snow was reported to our west. However, it has ended at Evansville. It's too light for radar to detect, so we'll just have to watch. Be careful if you're out this evening. It's one of those situations we may get some, we may luck out. We'll watch for that. So currently, we have falling temperatures, 41 degrees downtown at 84. WHAS.
The Dawhair's Christmas Shopping Advantage. Unique gifts this year at substantial savings. And the accent is on furs. Furs for every occasion. Long ones in mink, the ultimate luxurious gift. Available in several styles and lengths. And Blue Fox. Dawhair's is the headquarters for all fur values this year because we've made a commitment to quality and savings. So the selection of size and color is always at its best during this holiday season. Come in and see all the furs for the best Christmas she'll ever remember. And Dawhair's gives you great accessories and fine clothing gift ideas for all the special people on your list this year. Just give us your list and sizes, and our people will do the rest to help you finish your shopping with ease. That's the Dawhair's Christmas Shopping Advantage.
No one does it better. Dawhair's.
In the mall at St. Matthew's.
Amy, you've been standing by your mailbox for days.
Oh, just waiting for that friendly old man who carries the big bag over his shoulder.
You don't believe in Santa Claus.
No, the mailman. I'm waiting for my publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. I could win $2 million.
Tis the season to get your publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. So check your mail for the envelope with our house on it.
Gee, I hope I get one, too.
Have you been a good girl?
There's no place like our house.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Elvis. Blue Christmas, originally released in 1957, re-released on 45 in 1964, and that was the number one Christmas hit in Louisville for Christmas 1964. Let me recap those briefly at 5 before 8. Number 5 was The Man with All the Toys, The Beach Boys. Number 4, Silver Bells, Al Martino. 3, Little Drummer Boy, Harry Simeon Corral. Number 2, Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms. And number 1, Blue Christmas by Elvis. The top 5 Christmas hits in Louisville for 1964. Stick around, lots more great Christmas hits over the past 30 years. Some more novelty hits coming up in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. This is kind of a borderline big Christmas hit, 1958, for Augie Rios. Donde Esta Santa Claus. Augie Rios, Christmas 1958. Here with Leonard Yates, special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback. It's 2 ahead of 8 ABC News at 8. In the third hour of a Kentuckiana Christmas, we're going to have Christmas music from the Chipmunks, the Chad Mitchell Trio, Brenda Lee, Nat King Cole, Gene Autry, Jimmy Boy, just to name a few. Right now, the 1960 variation of Jingle Bells, Santo and Johnny's Twistin' Bells. Happy holidays from 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's 8 p.m. ABC News is next.
From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. Pope John Paul led Christmas pilgrims in a midnight mass at the Vatican, marking the start of Christmas. A few hours earlier, Christmas was observed in the city where it began, Bethlehem. We have a report from Peter Allen Frost in Tel Aviv.
The Christmas mass was rich in the color and splendor of the Catholic Church. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Monsignor Joseph Beltriti, was clad in heavily embroidered robes of red, gold, blue, and white, carrying a silver staff fashioned like a shepherd's crook. During the ceremony, he swung heavy censers filled with incense, which sent the clouds of smoke rising to the rafters of the ancient church. The highlight of the mass came after communion, when a doll representing the Christ child was taken from the church down into the grotto of the Nativity, traditional birthplace of Jesus. Peter Allen Frost, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
And I'll have more after this.
Menu, ladies?
Yes, thank you. I'm famished. I could eat everything on this menu.
I think I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
Well, my secret is in my purse. AIDS candy. It's delicious.
Candy?
How can candy help you eat less?
Well, AIDS is more than just delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways.
Oh?
The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and AIDS has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and I lose weight deliciously.
Does AIDS candy have a stimulant?
Oh, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps curb your appetite so you can eat less.
They do look delicious.
Mmm, the AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Here, taste.
Mmm, they are delicious. And I'll be less hungry with AIDS.
You'll see.
Sorry to take so long, ladies. Your order?
I'll have a salad.
Two salads, please. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at supermarkets and drugstores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Postal workers are getting a 2.7% pay hike in each of the next 3 years, plus a cost of living increase. While the hike is not all postal union officials had hoped for, they agreed it was better than the Postal Service original proposals. An arbitration panel also set lower starting salaries for new postal employees hired after mid-January. The arbitrator's settlement goes along with a 2-cent hike in postal rates that begins in February. William Schrader may soon have some company at Humana Heart Institute. Doctors say they've begun the search for another recipient for the artificial heart. Dr. William DeVries says he thinks Schrader is now well enough along in his recovery that the hospital could carry out another implant. In New York City, police are still searching for the Death Wish-style vigilante who pulled a gun and shot four teenagers during an apparent robbery attempt Saturday aboard a subway train. Police also say they've been flooded with hundreds of telephone calls since the incident, praising the gunman for standing up to the would-be robbers. Bells have always been a major feature of Christmas, and in some cases there's a real art involved in ringing them. There's the tradition of peeling handed down generation to generation. John Bascom has a report on the history of bell peeling and where it stands now.
There are thousands of bell towers in England, but only 18 in the United States.
The first set of bells was installed in the Old North Church in Boston, Church of Paul Revere's fame, in 1744. Revere himself was, in fact, among an early band of change ringers there. Perhaps that's why he knew so much about the tower.
Richard Dirksen is a bell ringing expert. He says it's a real art to control a 3,500-pound bell at the other end of a rope.
Once the bell starts to fall, you can't do much about it. You can't push it back up. But when it's swinging up, by controlling the rope properly, you can make the bell come to a halt at the top of its upswing and then start the next stroke at precisely the right time.
An 18th-century pastime giving joy for a 20th-century Christmas. John Bascom, ABC News, Washington.
Wall Street, the stock market in a holiday mood. It was up over 11 points. Sources at the Pentagon have just told us a tiny but apparently friendly object has been picked up on radar heading south from the North Pole. Sensors have picked up a distinctive jingling and what sounds like cracks of a tiny whip. And, oh, yes, an elderly voice laughing loudly and shouting, Merry Christmas. This is ABC News.
Hi, Wayne Pricky to tell you about the new I.O. computers on Westport Road. People are talking about I.O. computers' super low prices, and word is spreading that, at last, someone has a better alternative to the expensive IBM PC. It's the Leading Edge, a total computer system for only $15.95. I.O. guarantees it to be 99.9% IBM compatible in both hardware and software. Plus, the leading edge at half price is faster than the IBM PC. It carries a warranty four times longer than IBM. So why pay twice as much for a name? I.O. Computers also have Louisville's lowest prices on printers. And their verbatim, unlabeled diskettes, single-sided, double density, are only $129. Visit I.O. Computers and you'll be talking about it too. Louisville's new must-see computer store on Westport Road between Hubbard's Lane and the railroad tracks. One block west of Target. I.O. Computers.
Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast calling for cloudy skies, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period also of sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold with a high near 34. Christmas evening, clear and cold, a low near 26. Then for Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Watching the radar this evening, nothing showing, but we still could have some light snow and freezing drizzle to our west this evening between Louisville and Evansville. We'll keep an eye on that. Currently, though, it's just cloudy skies officially in Louisville, 44 degrees at Staniford Field. Downtown, it's 41 at 84 WHAS.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing
no,
it again.
That's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing
now,
it
wait
again.
A minute, boys.
Alvin,
good evening and Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard Yates, the third hour of our special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback, playing back Louisville's biggest Christmas hits over the past 30 years. Like that one, went all the way to number one in 1958, the late David Seville, who in real life was Ross Bagdasarian, along with his speeded-up friends, the Chipmunks. Boy, that was a Christmas classic. Still gets a lot of play. Lots more Christmas favorites. Going to get just a little bit serious this hour. I've got a real beautiful Christmas narration for you this hour from C.W. McCall. But still some frivolity from Stan Freberg. Jimmy Boyd's going to check to see what Mommy was doing with the Santa under the Christmas tree. Lots of music and fun for you this hour. It's 8:09 as we go back to Christmas past 1966. Elvis took this to number two on the Christmas charts. If every day were like Christmas.
Hear the bells saying Christmas is near. What a wonderful world this would be.
Elvis from 66 on Kentucky and a Flashback with Leonard. Right here on a Christmas Eve, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons. Got a chance later this hour to register two more people, one at a time, to win the Super Van. Got some nice unit prizes for you. Right now, though, we're going to turn things just a little bit serious, at least for what we've been doing. In 1977, a gentleman by the name of C.W. McCall came out with a beautiful Christmas narration. And if you're one of those people like myself who no longer have their parents for Christmas, I think you'll really appreciate this. It's called Sing Silent Night from 84 WHAS.
When the snow falls on Christmas Eve and everything's white, I sit by the window and remember another night.
Happy holidays, 84 WHAS.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys.
Stevie Wonder's Top 10 Christmas Hit from 1966, Someday at Christmas. Before that, the beautiful narration, Sing Silent Night. Now, I told you who that was by just a minute ago. I'll tell you what, starting with the seventh caller, I'd like to sign one of you up to get registered for the Super Van. I'd like to send you a coupon for a gallon of gourmet popcorn from the Corn Popper. Area code is 502. It's 571-8484, starting with the seventh caller. If you can tell me who did the narration on Sing Silent Night, I want the artist's name, starting with the seventh caller. As we're going to turn things a little bit lighter again, go back to Christmas 1963. Have you ever gotten something for Christmas and you didn't know what it was? Well, the Chad Mitchell Trio took that whole pretense and turned it into a big Christmas hit. 63, The Marvelous Toy from 84, WHAS.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy.
Here with Leonard's special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback, a Kentuckiana Christmas. Well, we've got Brenda Lee standing by with her big Christmas hits. Been on the charts a number of Christmases. First year was 60. It was actually released a year or two before that. Of course, Brenda Lee became big in 1960 with songs like I'm Sorry and I Want to Be Wanted. Following that, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree turned out to be a Christmas classic from that time on. First, though, let's take a look at the forecast from Chuck Taylor. Turning cloudy, colder tonight with rain changing over to some light snow possible. There also could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Now, temperatures will drop into the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Not real likely. We'll watch for that. For tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. For Christmas night, clear and cold, a low near 26. For Wednesday, a little bit better, fair, milder temperatures, a high near 45. The radar is not showing anything, but light snow, freezing rain often do not show up on the radar. So we'll keep an eye out. Watch out if you're out tonight. We could have some light precipitation. We're not expecting anything heavy in that regard, but the temperatures are dropping. Currently, it's cloudy at Stanford Field, officially 44 degrees in Louisville. Downtown, it's 41 at 84 WHAS.
Performance Report, Memphis, Tennessee. Wasn't long ago, Beale Street had fallen on hard times. Not today. Things have picked up, thanks in part to a new lighting system that spreads light evenly over wider areas. Phillips Petroleum developed Riton, the plastic that helps make these lights possible. And that struck a new chord with the people who work and play on Beale Street. That's performance from Phillips Petroleum. You'll find performance in everything we make.
Listen to 84 WHAS, and you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Supervan, the prize everyone wants to win. And you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems. Perhaps even the fabulous Supervan. It is the year of 84, WHAS.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way.
Miranda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Boy, what a Christmas classic. Made it to the top 20 on the regular pop chart. Still made Billboard special Christmas charts for a number of years. As you're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback on a Christmas Eve, wishing you a Merry Christmas at 8:26. We're going back now to one of my favorite comedians. Going back to 1958, top 40 hit for Stan Freberg. It's Green Christmas. We all talk about the commercialism at Christmas time. Well, Stan Freberg took that one step further. In this Christmas classic, he really took it to task, and we'll hear that in just a second. I'll tell you what, though, I'd like to sign somebody else up to register for winning the Supervan, which is going to be given away before the end of the year. Now, there's not much year left, so it has to be pretty soon. Mr. Program Director is due back in town from his little Hawaii trip soon, and, well, we should be finding out very soon when that Supervan will be given away. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I've played two Elvis songs tonight. I'd like to know the titles of both of those, starting with the eighth caller. I'll register you to win the Supervan. I'll also give you a King's Court family card game from Stewart's. We'll mail you a certificate for that. That's not a bad unit prize. A very good game. Starting with the eighth caller, all you have to do at 571-8484 is tell me the titles of both Elvis songs we've played tonight. Now, there were two. Looking for both titles. Eighth caller, area codes 502-571-8484. As we go back, Christmas 1958.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Debbie Floriff is our latest registrant for the Super Van. She's also got a King's Court family card game coming to her from Stewart's. Congratulations, Debbie. It took about four calls after the eighth one to get a winner on that. Right now, you're listening to A Kentucky and a Christmas with Leonard Yates, right here at 84 WHAS with Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You're listening to a special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback with Leonard, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Boy, speaking of longevity in records, originally recorded in 1946, re-recorded in 1956. In 1965, that made it to number one on Billboard's Christmas chart, was on for a number of years in the top five for the late Nat King Cole. And the Christmas song, 22 Before 9, way back, number one Christmas hit, released in 1947. He's coming, you know he is.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
He sure does. Coming any time now, I think we've got him on radar, heading toward the Louisville area right now, 19 before 9. You're with Leonard on A Kentucky and a Christmas. Boy, Rob just walked in. He's going to be playing the Christmas music for you all night, constant, nonstop, between 9 this evening, 6 tomorrow morning, nonstop Christmas music from 84 WHAS. I want to take a second to thank Bob Walker, who's been with me tonight, kind of producing for me, a job that Rob does a lot around here at WHAS. Big help tonight from Bob. I can't get away from it. We've got to play this. We've had so many requests for it. Elmo and Patsy are here. Yep, Grandma got run over by that reindeer again.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Holidays. 84 WHA.
Number one Christmas record, number one pop hit, too. 1952 for Jimmy Boyd, popular for a number of Christmases. After that, you're with Leonard Yates, closing minutes of special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback, A Kentucky and a Christmas, 13 till 9 at 84 WHAS. Santa's on his way. We'll update the forecast. We've got some great Christmas songs coming up. We've got Burl Ives coming up in just a minute. Bing Crosby will return. But first, here's Elton John. Yeah, Christmas. 1973, number one on Billboard's Christmas chart that year. Step into Christmas. 84 WHAS. Stepping into Christmas with Elton John at 9 before 9 at 84 WHAS. I've got Burl Ives standing by from the TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, this is one of my sister's favorite Christmas songs. It's a holly jolly Christmas. But first, we better check on that forecast, see how it's going to be when Santa arrives in just a little bit this evening in Louisville. Chuck Taylor's forecast calling for cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow in some areas. There also could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain. That has happened out to our west earlier in Evansville this evening. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation possible, but not necessarily probable. For Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. And for Christmas night, clear and cold with a low near 26. Wednesday, fair, milder, the high near 45. Now, currently, the last hour, the Weather Bureau reported 44 degrees, cloudy skies. It's still cloudy downtown at 84 WHAS. But in downtown Louisville, the temperature has fallen off to a cool 36 degrees from 84 WHAS.
When it comes to building better trucks, you look to GMC. They're good-looking and hard-working, and they're built for quality.
Lincoln Federal's great getaway with interest. Get away to the Vacation Kingdom at Walt Disney World or to the Lexington Marriott Resort for the weekend. At Lincoln Federal, you can get away now with a Polaroid camera, luggage, a Litton microwave oven, General Electric televisions, or a Sharp portable VCR with color camera. You get Lincoln Federal's high interest rates and your premium. Call or stop by the Lincoln Federal office near you for full details. Lincoln Federal's great getaway with interest is on now.
84 WHAS, the only station you need to listen to every weekend with Louisville's top personalities playing the hits.
Liz Curtis.
Jack Fox.
Your all-night moose.
Mark Stephen Williams.
Scott Gettle.
And Louisville's original weekend warrior,
Stephen Lee Cook.
Plus, Joe Donovan here with great oldies, trivia, music facts, and more on the Friday Night Revival.
You and me, Doug McElvin, with topical talk on our Sunday morning open line.
And the greatest hits of all time, all weekend, including Louisville's best and special features on Kentuckiana Flashback. Today's top songs with Casey Kasem on American Top 40. And of course, UK Wildcat and U of L Cardinal football and basketball. It's your million-dollar weekend, and Bill Cody gets it all started Friday afternoon. Weekends are special on 84 WHAS.
It's the best time of the year. Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
From 1964, Burl Ives' A Holly Jolly Christmas. That was from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the TV special. Here with Leonard, the closing moments of our special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback at 4 till 9. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. Going back to a number one Christmas hit out of 1963. Bing Crosby. Do you hear what I hear from 84?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb.
He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring goodness and love.
It's 1 minute till 9 o'clock from 84 WHAS, and we're about to wrap up this special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback. Stay tuned, Christmas music all night from 84 WHAS. Songs like this one, The Carol of the Bell. Happy holidays from 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's 9 p.m. Stay tuned for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Palmer Payne. Pope John Paul hailed the birth of Jesus and Jesus' message of hope to the world during the Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. There were other midnight services in India where Christian cakes carried political symbols as the nation voted on a new parliament. And in China, several thousand Christians went to churches. In Bethlehem, Shimon Peres became the first prime minister of Israel to join in a Christian celebration. The town's mayor, a Palestinian Christian, called for a new effort to achieve peace in the Middle East. President Reagan made telephone calls to enlisted men of the five services on duty at posts around the world to wish them a Merry Christmas, from the DMZ in Korea to a ship in the Indian Ocean, an airbase in Turkey, and islands in Japan and the Pacific. In Mason, Michigan, Marilyn Kleinbush gave birth to a 6.5-pound baby girl under her Christmas tree at home. Paramedics had only 15 minutes to prepare to assist her. I'll have more after this.
Cliff Robertson for AT&T.
Just because your long-distance call doesn't sound important doesn't mean it isn't.
Say hello, Jonathan. Say Nana.
That's why AT&T Nana wants to make sure that every giggle...
She didn't say. I'm not kidding.
Every guffaw...
You mean he said that to him?
Every whisper...
You can't talk now. It's a surprise.
Every sigh...
Oh, I miss you too, honey. Good night.
Every word...
Yes, we're scatty for dinner. And my mother...
Will sound as close as a call next door.
Say bye-bye, Jonathan.
Families don't care so much, keeping in touch.
It's just one of the services you can take for granted because AT&T doesn't. Calling from anywhere to anywhere. Operator service, person to person, and collect calling. Over a century of commitment. And calls that sound as close as you feel. That's AT&T. The more you hear, the better we sound.
Reach out and touch someone.
The cost of mailing a first-class letter, already scheduled for a 10% hike in February, may increase again due to today's binding arbitration award to 500,000 Postal Service employees. The contract calls for a 2.7% pay raise in each of 3 years, plus cost of living increases that could bring the annual raises to more than 5%. One union member questioned in New York is still complaining.
Seems like not much. You know, over a three-year period, $1,500 with the cost of living and the way things are right now. But I guess we're going to have to stay with it for a while and hope on the next contract things will get...